This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Was it that?
So yeah, it's $1,000.
That's $1,000 over Venmo.
That's awesome. Can I do it Danish?
No, it only worked once. So
I'm gonna probably request you for that cash.
I'll keep looking at my phone.
Definitely make sure it goes through. Make sure deposit it immediately. Yeah.
Mike has taken his phone off airplane.
The fast
mode.
Deposit that you have to pay.
So if there's any interruption in the quality of our audio, Mike had took his phone off airplane mode.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, it's $1,000.
My Venmo's been suspended. Suspicious activity.
Are you on Cash App? PayPal?
I'm on Apple Pay, but I can't help but feel like I don't have the cash is the other thing. It's like this was okay. What I was trying to send, and then now it's saying your account's been blocked from sending transfers.
I don't see that notification.
That really sucks. Sometimes you need to get the hat before you become that man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not this yet, but the hat's going to make me it. Brad, you look exhausted.
I do?
It just started and you look absolutely devastated.
I mean, it's kind of rude, but all right. I was going to try to be nice to you today, but you show up with this hat. You look like a goth pylon.
You have a hatitude. What is that? What was that little bottle?
It's a non-alcoholic bitter drink. It's actually become sort of my afternoon pick-me-up.
Pick you up how?
Perfect. We've got a guy with a leaf blower out the front door now. That's good for audio.
Yeah, I guess. What's in the drink?
Glad you asked. Herbs, spices. It's like a tea that isn't really good for you.
It's bright red.
What?
What
let's
made
move,
it?
Let's not make it the red. Amir and Jeff show. Brad, Allie, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm stuck between a Kyle Richards joke and a Salem witch trial joke for the hat.
Let's go with the Salem one.
Yeah. How was the burning?
That's good.
What was that, Brad?
I just laughed
at you.
We've got a lot to get to today. Amir was a little bit late today, so I'm trying not to let that sour my attitude up top in a way.
This whole schedule has been a mess.
Yeah,
recording at 4:15.
In a way.
Unprecedented.
On a day. Yes, we have never done that on hump day. Did you guys have sex this morning? Or
this morning?
Yes! It's Wednesday! Let's move on. Bond of the week, I'm back to Aaron Taylor Johnson. He did a backflip for Vanity Fair. Did you guys see that?
No. I did see that.
I want to see.
But he did it.
Let's. Well, the first he didn't hurt himself on the first one. Very close to the kneecaps, he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think I'd love to see James doing, like, I don't know, gymnastics at the very least, if not a backflip.
Why is that funny?
I got this thing for $40 at a flea market.
That's
at a bowl.
Too much. That's way
really
too much. Yeah,
because some of these, I thought some of these go for like $100.
Good ones do,
but this one is
not
stained with cum. Yeah,
what is that?
It's
what
a hat.
What would you even call that hat?
What do you even? It's a Pharrell hat, is what I've been calling it.
But like. It looks broken.
It looks broken in.
It looks broken in because it's vintage. So I don't even have to like make sure that the bend is just so. There's a little dent in it. There's a little dent in it.
And where stain on it.
Yes, that's fine. It's character building.
You didn't like wash it, at least like spot clean it when you bought it.
How the fuck am I supposed to wash it, Brad? It's
felt. I said spot clean. God damn it.
Major key alert. Wait your turn, right? In conversation, it's important to listen and then respond intelligently and intelligibly.
How is that vintage? Like, when did people ever wear that style of a hat? 1612? Like, that's not, is what vintage to what year is that?
Vintage to what year is that?
Yeah, like, is that like a 20s style or 80s style? Like, when was that hat made?
I would have to assume the 19th century because it's kind of a rancher hat, I would say. You know, somebody goes to like out west. You know, an Okie, let's say, trying to find California, but instead, what's that?
No.
No, what? Just to the
there's,
whole thing?
There's no way.
enough about the hat. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves for a bit, get all the bullshit out that you guys want to talk about, right? And then we can get back to the actual show. What is this?
I forgot we were recording today.
Yeah. So you weren't like prepared.
Wasn't prepared. Where did you get that? Where did you get the drink?
I got it at the pharmacy.
Small bottle.
Yeah, it's only like 6 ounces, which is enough. I got it at the pharmacy of wine. It's right by the office, actually.
The pharmacy of wine?
It's La Pharmacie du Vin, right? Meaning it's sort of a pharmacy of wine.
Cool.
You guys really aren't bringing anything to the table this week. Last week was sort of a train wreck, a disaster, because I didn't bring anything to the table. Today, not only do we have a ton to get to, but you guys aren't saying anything.
Well, you just lambasted me for interrupting you when I was just talking normally. You started off with such a sour mood. I said I was going to try to be nice to you this time because last time a lot of the comments were like, oh, it's cool to see Brad taking Jeff down a peg. But you're making it really hard and you're making me regret my decision to say yes to coming on the show.
That's true.
My bond of the week is Rachel Weisz.
Say more about that.
I think it would be fun to do a little husband-wife swap. So maybe she's James Bond and he teams up with Brendan Fraser and they kiss.
Is Rachel Weisz married to Daniel Craig? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's a really good bond.
That is what I'm saying. Thank you.
Let's all give Allie some daps. Brad, say something nice.
That was a really good bond of the week. Chicken looks spectacular in the
second one was a compliment to the cat, not to Allie.
A compliment to the cat is a compliment to the cat owner.
Okay. So. Yeah. Amir?
I don't know, fucking Dane Cook or something.
Fucking Dave Cook.
Yeah, it's been like
1 week,
100 weeks.
Me.
Yeah, I'm out of ideas. It doesn't matter.
Well, if you think the wells run dry for this, then why hasn't Broccoli come forward with the news of the next James? Barbara Broccoli, the producer of James Bond 007.
Oh, I'm just saying, like,
we only meet here once a week. I'm sure that Sony Pictures, Barbara Broccoli, and everyone behind James Bond is meeting about the next 007 on a daily basis. So I'm just like, there's no way the well is run drier than theirs because we only talk about it once a week. They talk about it every day. Does that make sense? Respond fast. Don't just go like,
I already said yes. Even before you said respond fast.
Say it fast. That's also how normal conversations work.
Correct. I agree. Correct. And I did say it fast. Yeah.
It's true.
Maybe they'll pick out of a hat. Your hat.
Too many names in this hat. It's pretty much down to Renee Jean Page or whatever the fuck and Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Are you gonna wear the hat on a normal day? Or is it just a sort of a bit for today?
On a normal day. I really want this to be, I want to be known as, like, Pharrell is kind of synonymous with this hat. I don't need to be synonymous with this hat, but I want to be synonymous with hats. Like, you know, not everybody needs a thang. Like, for Brad, it's like CLE hats.
No, you don't need to base your personality on an item of clothing. try growing as a human. How about?
And it seems like that hat's taken by Pharrell. It looks like you're just trying to...
All right. Now we're getting somewhere with the sort of dynamism of the conversation. You guys had some overlapping dialogue there. You had some points of view that were strong and contrary to mine. That's where the comedy comes from, right? I disagree about the article of clothing, I will say. I think you become the hat and the hat is you. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Shirt. Let's talk about it. What's the shirt you guys wear the most often and get compliments of? Because I got 5 compliments within 10 minutes of buying the shit at a bowl.
People complimented your hat. What'd they say?
I bought the hat. I put it on immediately. Within seconds, I got 2 compliments from 2 different different shop owners.
But was it like, hey, nice hat?
Or yes. Was
it, but like, hey, nice hat.
There was no sarcastic undertone, if that's what you're getting at. Mm. And 2 people were like, I wish I had bought that hat.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
I said, oh, wow. Hat confidence is not easy to gain, so I respect that you have it.
And is that C-O-N-fidence or is that K-A-H-A-N-fidence? Confidence.
C-O-N.
That's good. C-O-N. I'm back on board now.
Let's talk about the state of the network. This is not like an official state of the gum, but I'd love to talk about some intricacies of the inner workings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
talk. When does this episode come out?
Comes out on Friday. All right. Why don't you let me get
like in 2 days?
Like in 2 days. Yes. The 17th.
Great. We could
talk. Smiling because he doesn't think I can get it done.
Last week we recorded on Thursday.
Sure.
So this is sort of a step in the right direction. I guess one thing to at least talk about is if you're listening to this before noon, we're doing a live stream for If I Were You, and I think Jeff's going to be on it too, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, so that's from 12 to ? 30, either 12:30 or 1:30, and then you guys can log in and check that out. Maybe you're listening to this during that period right now, and you can stop this insanity and move on to the live stream.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I guess so.
Felt like an organic plug because you were talking about the state of the network and this was happening during that.
You're also going to be on it. So why are you mad that people would leave here to go watch you?
I mean, I'm down to plug it. There's this whole section of the show at the end for plugs. So let's talk about the...
Yeah.
You just asked about the network.
Yes, let's talk about the intricacies, the inner workings.
Okay.
Brat. No, like don't anyone on this make yourselves like small because then I look like a monster. Like Brad and Allie are both like, okay. Mm-hmm. What is going on, Brad, in your neck of the woods of the company? And what do you even do? I don't know.
You don't know what I do?
Do you work in like ad sales?
What do you think I do?
I think you work at ad sales.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's
it's
true.
Good. Yeah.
It's awesome.
We're killing it on a weekly basis.
How much money?
Do you want me to give you a specific number? I'm not going to
I'll bleep
do that.
It. Okay.
No.
All right. But it's going well.
It's good. Yeah.
good, yeah, or is it like we do well? You know, when people say that, it's like, one second, is it like where people are like, oh, you know, we do well, so that kind of thing.
I don't know what you mean.
Like when, yeah, forget it. That's it.
Yeah, it's great. Portland, did you get a raise? Office. Did I get a raise? No. Yeah,
last year. You didn't?
I mean, I haven't been here that long.
Neither has Joel. He got a raise.
He did?
Yeah.
Joel's in Patagonia.
How long have you
right
been
now.
Here?
Since May.
Okay. Which, by the way, is when Joel started. So
we started on the same day.
Yeah. Maybe it's probably performance based. I wouldn't be upset about it.
Oh.
Are you upset?
Nah.
Nah. No, it's important to talk about these things. You know, employee solidarity and communication. That way the fat cats like Amir don't just hoard everything for their whore selves.
You're not an employee, so.
I'm trying to help your ass.
Don't start an uprising if you're like not even part of the class here. Like you're not part of the company, quite frankly. You're
And I'm a company man, okay?
Yeah.
That's I'm sorry to hear that, I guess. I mean, you guys are shitting yourselves if you don't think I'm the reason why Adam McKay's podcast network hasn't done well. You know, it's not that Claire Slaughter's doing a bad job. It's that I have been sort of dipping my toes in the waters over there, sowing seeds of doubt and dissent amongst the underlings and the overlings, basically leading to whatever the lack of team building is to ensure the failure or at least downward spiral of that company. I don't even know what it's called, but that way HeadGum does slightly better. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, you're saying you're not helping us out, but to make up for it, you're actively sabotaging our competition, which isn't really our competition and whose names you don't even know.
Correct. God. I ran into somebody. What's that?
Got it. Did you see my comment on your hat post?
What's hat? I did. I was driving, so next time just maybe wait till I get home because I almost got in an accident. But it was the thing of like, I saw your comment and I kind of read it as like an exasperated what's that where you don't say the T. So it's like, what's that? Fuck you guys! Let's talk about dating in Portland. Brad, what's it like? What's the scene? What are the spots? Where do you go out?
Well, I'm not dating anyone. I'm married.
You're married. Yeah.
So I mean, we go on.
Because you should know. Exactly.
We went out last night on Valentine's Day.
Great. So you do date.
Sure, man. Yeah.
Just, yeah. I've said this so many times, but you're never supposed to stop. You don't stop dating your wife.
And I don't, and I didn't, and we do, and I did.
So where are the, so what's dating your wife like in Portland, Oregon?
It's good and fun, and it rains. Do you want, like, specific restaurants? I don't know how to answer that question.
Yes, I do. We went to a place, the spots.
I don't even remember the name of it. We went to a Thai place last night that I got a reservation for, and it was delicious. There's a tattoo shop above it. It's on Hawthorne.
Love
Street.
Hawthorne. Absolutely.
You do? Yes. House of Vintage.
House of Vintage is great.
They have a lot of hats there.
Well, I'm sort of set in the I mean, I'll always window shop, but I'm sort of set for now.
No, you should expand
the collection. You ever go to Revolution Hall?
Yeah.
All right. Allie, let's talk about dating in Portland. What are the spots? Where do you go? / where have you gone to sort of get Ziggy with it, Stardust or otherwise?
In Portland, I went once when I was like 18. I know that the public transportation is very good there. I would recommend taking a bus or a trolley and seeing what happens.
Hell yeah. Amir?
I went to a Thai restaurant with Brad and his wife last night.
Yeah, that was nice. It was cool that you showed up.
We split a pad C. Ew.
That was, yeah, he made that joke last night.
Twice last night, by the way. This is the third time. We didn't really dive into the thing, the state of the network, like what's been going on. We have a live stream the day this comes out. That's it. And ad sales are going fine.
Well, I said good.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so ad sales are going good.
To mid.
Oh, that'll come back around after the ad break.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Here's my gripe about this show.
What? Yeah.
Amir says dumber shit than me. There's just this dynamic that's been set up where anything he says turns to gold and everything I say turns to mold. Like him doing an impression of the Hannah Montana transition music isn't funny. But then like that's both funny. Brad and Allie were both like, that's funny. That's cool. And then yeah, I say something so that I think is kind of clever. I wear like a hat and nobody does
that's
anything.
Not clever. That's not
I don't
clever.
Know. I would say we've given your hat a lot of attention.
Yeah, but and not positive why you wear to it? Me.
Yeah. Why would you wear that hat if not to say talk about it?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und we're back.
Mike. Hat.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, the chicken cracks up.
How? Crack this is so fucked up. I don't care. No.
Chicken that cracks was good. Corn. Yeah.
See, like right there, that wasn't funny at all. And Brad can't control himself. He's having to lean away from the mic.
It's funny to imagine that's how That's how Allie's cat chicken laughs.
I like that chicken's becoming a recurring character on the pod. Just like how New York is often a character in Sex and the City.
Yeah, chicken is like a character on the New York.
I agree.
Amir, you're let's stay mad off about the emails. It?
Let's stay off the emails and let's stay off the text threads while we're on the podcast. I'm not asking for a lot.
You are, and I won't. But continue. And if I do, it's not because you asked me.
I said on my Instagram story that I would get to the bottom of exactly what Amir meant when he posted this. So, like I said, I didn't appreciate it. I think I'm more than mid. I think I'm at the very least above average Broadway video style. But what did you mean, Amir? Did you mean, let's like figure this shit out, because I didn't, again, I didn't appreciate it. At the very least, we could nip this in the bud. And be like, oh, I just was like putting a caption and just like is like something that's in the ether, which would make me feel a lot better. But if it was that you think I'm mid, or if you think the sketch I wrote that we were shooting on this day was mid, then I'm not gonna just sit idly by. And I'm not gonna sit idly by. That one's for all my brown fellows. It's not okay with me. You know, you have to self-advocate, and that's what I'm doing here. So let's get to the bottom of it. What did you mean?
I meant that you were mid.
Sorry, Amir, I'm like giving you an out to like not hurt my feelings. I'm saying like you could just say that it was just
liked by Brad at the bottom there.
Yeah. And that's what I thought he meant when I saw the post. That's why I smashed that like button.
Yeah.
What did you think he meant? The hat was mid, and that's why you got a new hat? Or
I had no idea what you meant. I obviously took offense because I assumed the worst, but I like to think that worst case scenarios don't often happen. You know, whether that's in an effort to ease my own anxiety or whatever, but you know,
not in this case.
The question is, what's the undertone? You know, what's the context? Let's get all that too before you just kind of straightforwardly say that you were saying I was mid, because it can't be that. It has to be that, you know, holistically, you were trying to make other people laugh. You were trying to spread joy by playing into this kind of, honestly, character that I play, that you play, like in these public spaces. Because obviously when we hang out, just the two of us, or in the office, it's like we talk about other stuff. We like talk about intelligible things, things we've read, things that we enjoy. There's a real kinship there. There's a real like mentor-mentee style dynamic there. But publicly facing, you got to make people smile, right? You got to make people have joy. And so I was wondering, is that what you were doing here with this caption? It's like, oh, he's mid, you know? And then like, and then as I bring it up on the show, you're also playing into that. Is that what was happening?
No, I was just calling you like average.
Absolutely. And then just diving into that sentence. Is it that you hold all of us to a standard that's already subpar in a golf term, above average in another term, where it's like at HeadGum, we achieve such excellence that, again, like doing well at HeadGum is doing fine at other companies.
That good. Nor do I think you're that bad. You're
Right in the mean.
And I'd rather be bad. I'd rather you have a hard opinion about me either way. To be mid in someone's eyes, I think, is the lowest form of congeniality. Yeah. Because it frankly lacks that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, I'm just really trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here, because otherwise I might cry. Did you mean that this photo of a photo of me captured a part of me that you'd consider mid? Or is it holistically that me as a person ain't it, ain't him?
You're not that dude. You're not him. You're not that guy, pal. You're an average Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? You're an average Joe. You're a 5 out of 10. A C man. So C man, you're just totally gray. You're tan, you're beige, right in the middle. Or mid.
Well, I know a lot of people that love neutral palettes, Jeff.
Yeah, mid isn't necessarily a bad thing.
It's specifically not a bad thing.
Yeah, you're just like unnoticeable.
If you get blood test like results back, you want to be in the middle there. Don't want to be too high or too low.
It's just hard because, like, I don't know, strive for excellence, you know. Everybody wants to be great at what they do. They, even if you end up, like, you know, reach for the stars, you'll land on the clouds, whatever. It's a good fail safe to be mid. But to be at this point in my career, in my life, I'm 25, like, to be considered mid instead of on the rise, or like at least above par for my age, you know, leaves me feeling like I did in this photo. Can you see my face, Brad?
What is the picture is also kind of mid. It's upside down. It's kind of illegible a little bit, but
I didn't take the picture. Did you think I took the picture? Because Amir took the
picture. No. It's just mid pick for a mid guy, you know?
So you're saying the framing, which is kind of fine to bad, matches the subject.
Itself. Well, yeah, it's almost artistic. Like, that's why part of the reason why I dropped a like on it, like it speaks to the subject of the photo, the
and
framing.
Let's go on that for a second.
Let
right?
me finish though. Like the framing, the lighting, how like you can't really like it's a little blurry.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like it art imitates mid.
Strife.
Yeah.
Here's it's my kind of like, and let's go off that for a second.
Yeah.
A lot of great art that we consider amazing now, at the time was not received well. And this was posted, mm-hmm. 4 days ago? Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only was the photo, as Brad said, sort of average, you're saying the subject is also mid, the subject being me, unfortunately. But I'm wondering if, because you're acknowledging that it is art, that maybe in like 50 years, people look back at this post and they say, oh, man, he was ahead
God.
Of his time. Man, he had something to say that other people
just
didn't.
Move on, yeah. Man.
I would counter that by saying that a lot of art is appreciated in its time, probably a lot more art. It's like pretty rare that like someone 50 years down the line.
Let's just go on.
Yeah.
You didn't get the answer you wanted, but I feel like I've been loud and clear.
I feel like there's room for negotiation here. Oh. Loud and clear. I think there's room for negotiation here. I wonder if any of you could be swayed in your opinion about me being par.
You are par for the course, and I will not be swayed.
Did you see Tar?
I didn't. Oh, this is so fucked up.
Plugs.
Beyond that, it was all a wax episode. Let's get into some topics y'all want to talk about. I'll take a back seat and we can figure this shit out as we go.
That was the only segment you had?
I said we had a lot to get to. You guys aren't exactly contributing in the ways I need you to.
What did we have to get to? Bond of the week and then a picture of you that I posted on Instagram? That was the preparation that we didn't get dive into deep enough.
I just thought that we would have a whole debate. I thought that maybe it wouldn't be 3-1 me trying to, like, you know, Sisyphusianly change your guys' opinion.
I'm not on your side.
But
time will tell.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And Brad's saying there's not even room for growth in that way for public opinion to change. 10 years ago, everybody was wearing skin-tight jeans. Now that's not cool to have.
I don't know. I mean, I think people thought that Vincent Van Gogh sucked, and he wore hats too, and now people like him. So there's hope.
Yeah, but wasn't he like a little fucker? Like, wasn't he like a bad guy? He was like violent, I thought. He like abused his partners. Maybe that's why people didn't like his ass.
I don't know
if that's
true. Most painters. Sorry, shut the fuck up, Amir. I feel like most painters were abusive for sure. John Lennon was abusive. And he sort of that's painted true, chords.
Yeah.
Also kind of mid in my eyes. He's the middest Beatle.
I agree. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul McCartney, easily.
George Harrison.
Yeah, me the too. Hat. That's a very George hat, actually. That's actually kind of sick. Abbey Road.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't wear it in Abbey Road. They all wore suits.
Well, they did a photo shoot around the time of Abbey Road where he wore a hat.
Are you talking about the All Things Must Pass?
He was wearing a hat on the cover of All Things Must Pass, too. Yeah.
I tried to recreate that photo.
Before the hat, or...
Yeah, that was why it didn't work out, because I didn't necessarily have the clothes, the skills, the, you know, the know-how to
take a photo.
You suck. This is banal. It's a zero burger. It's not waxing.
Is that how you say it?
Talking. God, I hope so.
Yeah, I just thought it was banal.
Listen, is it my responsibility to come up with shit to keep the show going? Absolutely.
Yes.
But yeah, what's... Sure. Did you say no? Did anybody say no?
No.
100% it is. But I should also be able to bring things to the table and have them be explored and not shot down. And people blame me depending on how this episode goes every week. But when you guys show up without joy in your heart and even a little bit of the benefit of the doubt given unto me by thee, it's hard. It's just hard. And I'm not going to keep sitting idly by. That one's for all my brown fellows.
You keep saying that. What is that, idly?
Idli, it's like these little like rice ball things. It's an Indian food. You wouldn't,
more like,
yeah. It's hard.
More like
you don't
midli.
That's actually not cool.
Oh yeah, just I don't really know what they are.
The next episode, Amir's wearing a sari.
Because I am.
Because I am.
Brad, weren't you supposed to come to LA?
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I'm
Brad at you.
Yeah, I didn't end up working out. Next time, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make it down there.
Down Mexicali way.
No, L.A.
Los Angeles, yeah.
California. Yeah.
Mexicali.
Yeah, it's a different place.
You good?
Weird.
You guys don't have anything you want to talk about? It's like, bring some shit. You know what I mean? I'm not even... Everybody's going to jump down my throat again because I didn't have enough prepared. But you guys could talk about anything. You could just let shit flow. Anytime I stop talking, you guys just kind of settle down and you don't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the host. So you like bring stuff and then we discuss it. But you're showing up with nothing. You're... removing the thing, you know, on top of the plate, and then it's just like empty.
I brought the hat. I brought the shoes. I brought Bond of the Week, which we all know to expect and have come to expect. And I brought The Debate, which, by the way, is kind of dynamic. Let's talk about the Chinese spy balloon. Who do you think was behind it?
Probably the Chinese.
Government or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
I wonder if we send a HeadGum spy balloon over to Earwolf.
Not a bad idea.
It's a good idea, actually.
Just over a closed office building.
And it accidentally goes off course and flies above China, and you start World War III.
How big was this thing? Do we know?
It was 200 feet tall.
Wow. No, it wasn't. It was?
It was, yeah.
That's a really big balloon.
100%.
Was it floating?
It was.
Generally what balloons do.
Wow. I wonder how it did not go too high or too low. Like, usually balloons are like, you know, lighter than air or heavier, and they'll drift up or down. But for it to just stay that height, pretty impressive.
All right, I just opened ChatGPT. What do you guys want to see?
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Minute 37. We already, like, filled in the dead air. Now you want to start a full new segment?
Have it write a segment for the show.
That's a good idea for next week.
That's a good idea.
Hey, I'm an inept host, and I can't come up with a single idea. Is there anything that you think that four people could discuss in a fun fashion? And then ChatGPT, because it's, you know, artificially intelligent.
Damn, Daniel!
Someone asked me to describe this show the other day, because they asked what I did for a living, and I honestly couldn't. They were like, what's it about? What do you do? You know?
I don't think ChatGPT will be able to outline this an episode of the show, because I just typed the first thing I said. I said, tell Amir he is mid. It said, I'm sorry, but as an AI language model, it is not within my programming to insult or belittle individuals. And that seems to be all I'm met with on this show.
Yeah. I don't think you gave it the correct prompt then. Like, you have to ask it to come up with segment ideas, and all you did was just sort of type an insult. Say, what's a segment idea that sounds like Deal or No Deal because it rhymes with Deal or No Deal? And then it would probably fart out something slightly better than Squeal or No Squeal, which is something you actually came up with and we played last week.
All right, the title is called Cash Vault. In this game show, a contestant is presented with a vault containing a random amount of cash ranging from a small amount to a large jackpot. Let's just do plugs. This is so fucked up. I was excited for this episode and now I'm soured on it.
Why are you excited?
Because I had energy. I had the bitters. I had the hat. I had a whole thing to get to.
And you were expecting us to come.
The debate of whether or not you meant to call me mid. All right. You didn't even open it up to normal discussion. You just off the bat said, yeah, I meant to call you that. What kind of segment is that?
A quick one.
You asked me a yes or no question. I answered.
Yeah, not a segment.
Yeah, that really fast question.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. What do you guys want to plug and point the people to? We have a live stream today if you're listening to this on Friday morning at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Brad, what do you got?
I'm going to plug this show, my favorite show on the HeadGum Network.
There's no
the
way.
The HeadGum Podcast. Easy There's to describe. No way. Easy to figure out. Easy to know what you're going to get episode to episode. know? Like whenever the person recently asked me to describe it, I something came into my head. I was like, it's kind of like whenever, you know, like when you're a kid and you like wake up on a Saturday and it, like some friends from school like invited you to go play basketball or something, and then you like go into the kitchen, your mom's like, oh, your dad's outside, he's building a deck, and then you got to spend your weekend like building a deck, and then you like go to school on Monday and like Kurt Wiseman shows up in a cast and everyone's like, oh, it was so cool, like Kurt tried to dunk and he like touched the rim and he fell and he like shattered his arm and like you had to be there and he like wouldn't let you sign his cast because you weren't there and you felt like kind of shunned. and now you're 31 and you just bought a house and you need a new deck, but instead you're here on a show. I guess what I'm trying
None
to say
None of that
is,
had anything to do with what you were trying to say.
I'm
You're mad at Kurt Weissman.
I'm glad to be here to see you break your arm. I feel included. You know? And that's what I like about the show is that
you feel better about yourself whenever you come on the show.
We all get to see you try to dunk and hurt yourself.
Right? We're the cast.
Yeah.
Sometimes we dunk. Gash How? Cab was fun. That was kind of funny.
That was a year ago.
Allie, what do you got?
That ever since.
The live stream, and then you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram or Letterboxd at Allie Khan, and if you want to Venmo me, at Allie Khan.
Nice.
Amir?
I'm on line.
Shrooms.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.